Okay, welcome everybody to Hebrew Club. Good to see everybody. The weather's hanging out, and hopefully we'll get through this okay. We are in the middle of 2 Samuel chapter 16, verse 14. All right, and he has been being pelted by stones, if you remember, by Shimei. Was throwing stones at him as he was walking along. All right, so you see him in his utter humiliation. And we're going to start with verse 14 and hopefully get to the end of the chapter and maybe a little bit into chapter 17 as well. All right, and I'll do my best to read the little dots today. Verse 14. Vayavo hamelech v'kol ha'am asher eto ayefim vayinafesh sham. Notice the subject is a double subject. The king and all the people who were with him, vayavo, went or entered. And they're talking about the city, I think Bahurim, if you remember. Bahurim is a little southeast of Jerusalem. And earlier in the story, it said that they were headed there. He had gone to the top of the Mount of Olives and now was descending it. So I think if you translate, the king and all the people which were with him entered. Now, ayefim is an adjective. Ayaf means to be tired, so this is an adjective, tired or fatigued. So they entered ayefim, worn out, okay? Vayinafesh sham, and now notice that this is from the root nafash. It's actually a denominative from nefesh, soul. And here it's a nifal. Everybody see the nifalness of it? And it means to either reflexive, to refresh themselves, or you could probably translate passive, to be refreshed. So they enter tired, and I would say they refreshed themselves there. Notice you have the singular verb, and you could probably translate the subject, he refreshed himself there, as the king. Or translate them all as a collective, see, and understand they all rested there for a while. Okay?
When is your have to be collective with the vayavo?
Say that again?
When is your have to understand that as collective with the first word, the vayavo?
Oh, yes. See, so notice, right, it's using singular verbs throughout, right? Okay, so that sometimes, I mean, it's obvious that when you have these compound subjects, very frequently you're going to have singular verbs with them. All right? Good. Verse 15. Notice how it starts without a verb. Vav shalom v'kol am ish Yisrael ba'u Yerushalayim v'achitofel eto. Okay, so now notice that this is kind of simultaneous action back at Jerusalem. And we had a note back in chapter 15, verse 37, right at the end of the chapter, remember, that Absalom was entering Jerusalem. I don't know if you remember that or not, but it took us from what David was doing to Absalom, and now we've had this other stuff wrapping up what David was doing, and now it's back to Absalom. Okay, so these guys went to Bahurim and refreshed themselves there, while Absalom and all the people, Ish Yisrael, the men of Israel, notice Ish is a collective, Ba'u, entered Jerusalem. And Achitophel ito. And Ahithophel was with him. Remember, Achitophel was the traitor, all right? And remember, David had prayed that the advice of Achitophel be thwarted, all right? So he was David's advisor turned traitor. So the narrator is always already telling you he's a key player in the game, as you will see, by just this little note. You know, Absalom entered and Achitophel was with him. That's important, okay? Questions through 15. So notice how the Hebrew text is kind of telling you two actions simultaneously in two different places. It breaks up the Vav consecutive chain and gives you that little kind of parenthetical remark about Absalom in chapter 15, and now it starts to pick up again with the Vav consecutives in verse 16. Vayehi ka'asher ba'chushai ha'arki re'a David el Avshalom. Vayomer Hushai el Avshalom, Yechi HaMelech, Yechi HaMelech. Okay. Now, when, Ka'asher. Hushai, Okay, remember, Hushai was one of the guys that David was having his conversation with who was sent to spy on Absalom. All right? So it happened. Now, when Hushai, the Archite, the friend, Rea, of David, came to Absalom, Vayomer, Hushai said to Absalom, may the king live, may the king live. We would say, long live the king, long live the king. Yechi. Notice the Yechi is a, what form is that? What's the root? It's from Chaya, and notice that it's a shortened form, it's a jussive form. So it's, you know, the full call imperfect would be Yechye, but that's been shortened to Yechi. So notice it has the same form as the first word in verse 16, Vayehi, except just a different root, and you don't have the vav there. So it's a jussive form. Long live the king, or may the king live, may the king live. Okay? Everybody see that? Any questions through 16? Okay? Verse 17. Vayomer Avshalom el Hushai, ze chastika et reyeka, lama lo halakta et reyeka. Then Absalom said to Hushai, see, he was a little suspicious. This is your loyalty. Notice chesed here means, and I think it's one of the most prominent means that we overlook. It means loyalty. Okay, this is your loyalty to Reeka, your friend. Namely, he knew that David and Hushai were tight. All right, why did you not go with your friend? Okay, so notice how the narrator is emphasizing Hushai's relationship with David. He doesn't say, why didn't you go? He doesn't call him the king. He doesn't say, my father. I mean, he had all kinds of choices. He said, your friend, all right, to highlight that relationship. Okay, then verse 18. Vayomer Hushai el Avshalom, lo, ki asher bachar Adonai v'ha'am hazeh v'kol ish Yisrael, lo, ehyeh ve'eto eshev. Okay, Hushai sly. Then Hushai said to Absalom, lo, no, 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 for whom Yahweh and this people and all the men of Israel have chosen, Bachar. Notice again you have this compound subject. So, and notice you have the Masoretes actually pause with that Zakef above the first lo. So Hushai said to Absalom, no, for whom Yahweh and this people and all the men of Israel have chosen. Notice how Hushai just paints this rosy picture. Everyone is on Absalom's side, chosen. Notice that second lo that looks like a negative. Okay, I'm going to translate it like this and then come back to it. I'm going to translate it as if it's the preposition lo, to him. To him, I will be. Ve'ito, and with him, Eshev, I will settle or sit or live. From Yashav, that's a call imperfect, first common singular. But notice that that second lo, there's a little letter B there, and it tells you that the Koray reading, the Masoretes, don't want you to read that as a negative lo. They want you to read it as the preposition lo with the third masculine singular suffix lo. Because this, it would not make any sense to have it as a negative here, given the sentence, see? And this is not that uncommon of a switch. Obviously, the words sound pretty much similar in their in the way they're pronounced. So you're going to see that kind of switch in other places as well. So notice some manuscripts as Koray in your textual notes, Septuagint, Syriac, the Targums, the Vulgate. So a lot of the versions also witness that that's supposed to be taken as a pronoun. Okay? So notice Hushai butters up Absalom with this one reason. No, I'm going to serve the one who all the people and even Yahweh himself has chosen. Okay? Questions through 18? Okay. Hushai doesn't stop there. V'hashenit lemi ani e'vod. Halo lifne beno, kasher avati lifne avika, kain ehya lefaneka. Now, shenit, notice that this means the second. And it's literally, it's from shenaim, you know, the word for two. Notice ha shenit, the second. And we would probably say, something like, and furthermore, see, or, and point number two in my reason for being here, to whom will I serve? E'evod, see? Lech mi ani e'evod. To whom will I serve? Pause. Hallo. Is it not before Beno, his son? Kasher. As avati, as I served Lifnei before Avika, your father, thus ehya, I will be Lefaneka, before you. Okay? So shouldn't I be faithful to you just as I was to your father? Two ironclad reasons that he's there, and they convince Absalom. All right? Questions through 19? Verse 20. Vayomer Avshalom el Achitophel. So now we switch back to Achitophel. So Hushai will come in later. Havu lakem etza, mana aseh. So then Absalom said to Achitophel, remember this trusted advisor. Okay, now notice this. Havu is a interjection. It's from the root Yahav. Okay, and Yahav means to give someone, sometimes to take. Okay. So notice that this is an imperative. Okay, it's this interjection, but you see it like hav, havu, havi. So it's an imperative, and then lakem is this dative of advantage. So it's something like take counsel to yourselves. Okay, so evidently, I'm assuming it's plural because Achitophel had other people around him. All right, but anyway, take for yourselves counsel. Ma na'aseh? What should we do? In other words, he's in Jerusalem. Now what? Okay, na'aseh is, of course, just a call. First common plural imperfect from asa. Very nice going here. Any questions? So you're getting a lot of dialogue, notice, a lot of intrigue. We can just, it's pushing us forward, notice, in the, as the plot kind of thickens here between the two. All right, here's the best, the worst advice anyone ever gave a king, evidently. Coming up here. Vayomer Achitophel el Avshalom. Here it is. Bo el Pilag she'avika asher hiniach lishmor habait. V'shama kol Yisrael ki niv'ashta et avika v'chazku yadei kol asher itak. So Achitophel said to Absalom, well, after careful deliberation, here's what you should do. Bo. That's just an imperative, call imperative, hollow verb, right? Bo. Go to Pilag she'avika. So enter into the concubines of your father. Okay, that pilag she is just a plural construct. Go to the concubines of your father, whom he niach lishmor, whom he left. Okay, this is from nuach, hifil, perfect, third common singular. Nuach means to rest. He niach means to place or put. So go to the concubines of your father, whom he put or placed, Lishmor, to guard the house. Remember, he left his wives behind and the concubines. Shemor is a call, infinitive construct. Okay? Pause after Habayit. Now here's the result. Veshama kol. And all Israel will hear. Shama. And all Israel will hear. Key. Here's the objective clause. All Israel will hear that Nivashta et Avika, that you have become odorous. You have become a stench. This is from the root Baash, Nifal, perfect. See, and all Israel will hear that you have become a stench to your father. I guess that means the breach will be complete. And Chazku Yedei Kol Asher Itak. And the hands of all which are with you, chazku, will become strong. Chazak means to be strong. Okay, so here's the result. You go into the concubines. All Israel will hear that you have become a stench to your father, and the hands of all who are with you will be strengthened. In other words, I guess that by hands it means the confidence. See, that you'll win the confidence of your troops. Okay, I guess that shows Absalom's power, his resolve, the fact that he is indeed the king and he has taken his father's place. There's not, you know, does that make sense? So evidently, this was a highly charged act that Achitophel was advising Absalom to do. And if you remember earlier, or I guess that's later, when the son of Saul takes Bathsheba. Okay. And earlier we saw it happen too, where the concubines were, the other guy went into them, and that's when I think it was Abner. That's when Abner left Saul's son. Remember, he went into the concubines, and Saul's son said, "How dare you do that?" And he goes, "What? I can do what I want." And that's when he left. So there's a lot kind of behind this action. Okay, any questions through 21? Okay, 22. Vayatu le'avshalom ha'ohel al hagag, vayavo avshalom el pilag she'aviv, la'enei kol Yisrael. So vayatu, it's from the root nata. Everybody see the assimilated nun and third hey verb, nata. This is a hifil. Okay, vayatu. And they stretched for Absalom ha'ohel, the tent, on the roof. And Absalom entered to the concubines of his father, le'enei, before the eyes of all Israel. So he did it, obviously, in plain sight. Okay. Questions through 22? Okay. 23. Va'atzat Achitophel asher ya'atz ba'yamim ha'heim ka'asher yishalish Bidvar ha'Elohim, Cain kol atzar Achitophel gam le'Davi gam le'Avshalom. Okay, atzar is the construct of etza, counsel. And here's a little parenthetical remark. Okay, this is why Absalom was so quick to obey. It kind of explains to people, why would you do such an outrageous thing? This explains it. Now, the counsel of Achitophel, which ya'atzt, notice the root to counsel, and the noun comes from it. So the counsel of Ahithophel, which he counseled by Yamim Hahem in those days, now supply the verb, was ka'asher, was as. Okay, now notice this next, there's actually an invisible Hebrew word there. If you guys ever wondered whether Hebrew could be invisible, here it is. Okay, I want you to see the verb yishal. Just a call imperfect means to ask. Okay. Now notice then you have a little makef there, and you see the little letter A, but then you see the hirik below it. Okay. That means that they want you to read there the word ish. Okay. So notice that... they have that textual note. They want you actually to read ish there. It's not in the manuscript, but evidently there's a tradition that needs to be there. It needs to be there for sense. All right. So the counsel of Ahithophel in those days was as if or as when a man, Yishal, asks. So in other words, ish functions as the subject of Yishal. So there you have an invisible Hebrew word. Okay, Tim, you like that? It's pretty cool. You also see in an idiom, sha'al, with the followed by bait. When you look this up, like 93% of the time, it's used in connection with Yahweh or Elohim, and it means to seek an oracle or to inquire of the Lord. It's kind of an idiom. There's a few times someone inquires of a medium, so sha'al plus bait. So notice here, the advice of Ahithophel, which he advised in those days, was as if a man, or as when a man seeks an oracle from the word of the Lord, or as if when a man asks of the word of the Lord, devar of the word of God, ha Elohim. Okay, so see what the author is saying is that when Ahithophel's advice was tantamount to seeking advice from God. Seeking out God. Okay? Cain, thus was all the advice of Ahithophel, both, now here's the gam-gam, both for David and for Absalom. See, so notice that Achitophel was highly regarded in his advice. So when Achitophel gives it, Absalom's going to follow it. It's as if you get this oracle from God, in other words. See, does everybody understand what's going on there? Okay. Any questions through chapter 16?
How often are Hebrew words invisible?
Okay, if you'll notice the textual note there, this is one of 10 times where you read the Korah, not Kativ here. So evidently, and if you go to, see that little 24 in the margin? I'm getting my eyesight back. If you go down to the middle apparatus, number 24, you see that big M, little m, 2745? That means if you look in vials, Masorah, Gedolah, the large Masorah, it has all these verses categorized. So if you look up in that work, and we have it in our library in the reference section, number 2745, it will give you the other passages where that happens. Okay? So I can look them up for you if you want. I might do that myself just to see. Okay. I mean, there are other places where you see something like this phenomenon. You know, sometimes there'll be and notice that they're not going to change the manuscript that they have, but they do want to preserve readings of other traditions, maybe, or because of sense. You know, there's a number of reasons they may mark certain things as Koray, not Kativ. So yeah. Any other questions? All right, let's get to chapter 17, verse 1. Vayomer Achitophel el Avshalom, ev charana shenem asar elef ish, ve'akuma ve'er defa acharei David halayla. Then Achitophel said to Absalom, let me choose. Here's Bachar. Notice it's a cohortative. He's asking, he's making a request. And the na, here you have this particle of politeness, and here you have the subordinate asking the superior tactfully or politely. So it would be something like this. Then Achitophel said to Absalom, please may I choose Shenem Asar, 210, 12 elef, 1,000 ish men. Please let me choose 12,000 men, Ve'akuma, and let me get up. Okay, again, a coordinative call from Kum, let me get up. Ve'erdefa, and let me pursue, from Radaf. So notice you're getting three nice cohortatives here. So please let me choose 12,000 men and let me rise and let me pursue Acharei David, after David, Halayla, tonight. Okay? We'll read one more verse. Ve'avo alav ve'hu yageya u'refe yadayim. He's arrogant. Ve'hacharad ti oto ve'nas kol ha'am asher eto. Ve'hiketi et hamelech levado. And I will go to him. From Avo, okay, I will go to him. Vehu, and he is Yageya. This is the same as Ayef, weary. And he is tired. He's Yageya. Yageya. And I will go to him, and he is tired, and Refe Yadayim. This is another adjective, so Yageya is tired or weary, and this is a construct form. Notice you have a very common word, field, sadeh in the absolute becomes sadeh in the construct. So here you have rafe in the absolute form, refe yadayim, weak of hands. So and he is weary and weak in his hands. In other words, we would just say he's weak. Not, you know, if yadayim means power, weak in power. Okay? And hacharati, and I will terrify him. Notice this is from charad to tremble. Hifil, and I will make him tremble. Okay? And nous, nas is simple call from hollow verb nous, and all the people who are with him will flee. Vehiketi, and I will strike or I will smite from nakal, hifil, and I will smite the king levado alone. Now remember, David was no pushover. The dude had slain Goliath. He'd killed tens of thousands. Remember, this guy was a seasoned warrior. I mean, remember all the battles that he had, all the fights with Saul, you know, throughout. you know, David was not a soft touch, and so here you have Ahithophel thinking, okay, I can sneak up on him, and I'll take him levado, alone, just me, you know, namely with those men. So
he alone will take it?
Well, I don't know. I think he's going to be the leader, see, so he can do it himself. In other words, he doesn't need anyone else. So
it's not only David is going to get his
promotion. Yeah, no, I think right. I think he means he's going to – what he's sure of is all the others will flee – and, you know, he'll be able to take David. I don't know if it means literally just David, but just, yeah. All right?